let's talk about how you see this game playing out, because the Chiefs thought we're going to run against the Colts, and they basically just said we're going to line up and run and run and run. But play action is pretty important as well. How do you see this game starting off?
Yeah, you know, it's so difficult to predict sometimes. You know, I think it could be a close game, and I think the thing that the Bears offer is they've got some versatility in the way they can produce points. I mean, it's not just on Rex Grossman and the offense. They've got Devin Hester, who's going to have a huge impact in this game one way or the other. Even if he doesn't have any returns and they're trying to kick the ball away and they shank some punts or whatever, you know, Devin Hester is a factor in this thing. And then the Bears' defense and their propensity to take the ball away can give you field position or points as well. So I think that's what can equalize it for the Chicago Bears, at least to really give them a chance to win this game. I don't think they're going to win. I still think it's a Colts game. And I think the difference will be Peyton Manning versus Rex Grossman at quarterback.
And it could be, again, the same kind of scenario going down the stretch there. And obviously, you give your edge to Peyton Manning. But what about the role of the underdog? Every single major championship, the BCS being the most salient recently, the underdog pounds the so-called favorite.
Yeah, and I don't know if we're going to see that, but I guess anything's possible. I mean, you talked about the running game. That Kansas City thought that was really going to put them over the top against Indianapolis. Well, Chicago has a different type of running game. It's power rushing, but they've got two guys, so it doesn't have to just be one guy that can change it up. And then, you know, their offense is pretty versatile too. You know, they've got Bernard Berrien, a speed receiver, Moose Muhammad, a great possession guy, big receiver. So they've got a lot of different ways they can attack, and I think that'll help them. But I just know it's going to be a whole lot for them to keep up with Indianapolis' offense, even with that great Bears defense. I don't think that, especially without Tommy Harris there and Mike Brown, the two injured, you know, Pro Bowlers for the Bears, I think the Colts' offense can dictate some things.